Never really noticed it before. I never really noticed you watching me from across the street, from your window, looking into my window. I never really paid it any attention. I just thought maybe I was seeing things or maybe I was going crazy. But finally, I actually caught you looking in my window, watching me from across the way. So I decide, since you love to watch so much, maybe I should give you something that's worth watching. I just had the best workout at the gym. I'm all sweaty, and I decide that definitely it's time to take a shower. So I take a long, hot, steamy shower. It's just steam all in the bathroom. It's just that hot. I'm in there for about, I would say, 45 minutes. Making sure to clean myself and wash away the entire horrible work week that I had and just allow the water to fall onto my skin and relax my sore muscles. I get out, wrap myself in my towel, walk into my room, casually turn on the light. Normally at this time, I'd be closing my blinds. But on this day, I just decide to leave them open for some reason. Now, I'm all wet and it's a little chilly, so it's a little cold. I still have myself wrapped in my towel, walking in front of the window, casually glancing out, hoping to see if you're there or not. I notice the light's not really on in your room. I say to myself, I'm pretty sad. Because I wanted you to see me. Just as I was getting ready to close the blinds, I see a light appear on across the street in your room. I see a figure, a shadow walking around in your room. I smile to myself. Can't help but to feel some type of joy inside, just knowing that you're gonna be watching me soon. So I casually walk away from the window, pretending not to notice, just going back to my little routine of getting myself ready to put on my clothes since I'm just out of the shower. Normally it's just a matter of dropping my towel and just putting on like a shirt and that's it, and just laying down in bed. But this time I figured I'd take a little bit longer with my routine. So I dropped my towel. Kind of standing in front of the window, I walk over to my dresser and I grab my baby oil and I just casually pour some in my hands, rubbing it in softly, and then just begin to rub it all over my body, Nice and slow. I start with my arms, my left arm, rubbing it all over my arm from my fingertips all the way back up, all the way back up to my elbows. Then I decide to do my right arm, following the same pattern. I then rub it all over my chest, paying special and extra attention to my nipples, giving them a light squeeze, and rubbing down to my stomach. At this point, I think I'm gonna need some more. And I casually pour some more in my hands. And this time, I put one of my legs on the bed, my left leg to start out with, and I start rubbing the baby oil all over the top of my thighs, going all the way down over my calves, down to my ankles, coming back up again, and then slowly running my inner thighs, turning so casually so that I'm merely facing you and that you can see my breasts, you can see how hard my nipples are, and then you can see my sweet, delicious, shaved pussy. That's right. I always, always definitely make sure to keep her shaved. I mean, a girl's always supposed to look nice, right? So I put my left leg down. And then I put my right leg up and do the same to my right leg, starting on my upper thigh, slowly making my way down, down to my calves, to my ankles, and then back up again, slowly. Concentrating now on my inner thighs, still turning slightly towards you so you can see me. I pretend to just not even pay attention or notice that you're there, just watching me in your window. Then I just rub my hands all over my pussy, getting it nice. Rubbing it all nice in, softly and slowly. Make sure to make myself really moisturize with all my baby oil. I mean, I love to make sure that my skin is nice and soft. So I casually just begin to run little circles over my clit, stroking my pussy just softly. Teasing, I would say. I put my leg down now that I'm all moisturized. I decide tonight would be a night that I don't really sleep in anything. I decide to just not wear anything at all. I merely grab my little teddy bear, walk directly in front of the window, and stop and stare at you from across the way. A smile, playfully, teasingly, blowing little kisses to you. Because at this point, you know that I see you and I notice you. And at this point, I'm pretty sure you've caught on to the idea of me playing with you this entire time, really noticing you and just giving you a little show. But that aside, I want a little bit more than just to give you a little show. So I'm squeezing my little teddy bear, cuddling him soft, still watching you from across the way. My cell phone is on the bed. I decide to pick it up and I casually just dial your number. I see you answer it and I ask you if you like my little show that I'm putting on for you, and that I'm a little lonely and I can use some company right now. I mean, all I have right now is my little teddy bear, and I don't think he can give me what I need right now. You hear the need in my voice, being a bit playful as well. And I tell you, I want you to come over, because I'm sure at this point you want to do a little more than just watch me, don't you? I'm sure you do. So please, come over. I'll be waiting for you. The door will be unlocked. No one's home. All you have to do is come over. If you think you're brave enough, please come over. I'm lonely. And right now, at this very moment in time, this very second, I want nothing more than to be fucked and taken by you. I merely hang up the phone, turn off the lights and close my blinds, lay in my bed with my teddy bear, waiting to see if you'll really come over and take me.